Hey everybody, Josh Peck here of Peck Report. Glad to have you here. Is Israel about to redivide once again into 12 tribes, thereby fulfilling a certain Bible prophecy, at least in their interpretation, possibly in ours too? That's what we're going to be talking about today. If you have not had a chance to do so, please subscribe and click the bell for notifications. Also, keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com. Before I had asked you what you think about a subscription service, please go back to the Leviathan gas and oil prophecy video that was a Peck report. Go back in that for all the information and let me know what you think. All right, so a major demographic shift may indicate Israel, the Holy Land, will soon redivide into 12 tribes. And this is something that many Orthodox Jews are looking as a prophetic sign, sign for the future, for the coming of Messiah, Third Temple, all this kind of stuff that we talk about frequently on this channel. So we can start off with Ezekiel 20:42, which says, "And ye shall know that I am Hashem when I shall bring you into the land of Yisrael, into the country which I lifted up my hand to give unto your fathers." So as Israel's population increases, manifesting God's promise to Abraham, the scales are tipping, and very soon the majority of the world's Jews will be living in Israel. This comes from BreakingIsraelNews.com. So not only does this in itself fulfill prophecy according to fulfill prophecy that you know, the Jews are going to gather back in the land and everything, but it will it'll bring about the conditions that Jewish law states are the prophesied third inheritance of Israel. That's what they call it, creating a new end of days reality in the Holy Land. So here's kind of where this logic follows for Orthodox Judaism. And as we talked about before, it's important for us to look at this because their beliefs, while some of them may not be true, it doesn't matter. They believe it's true, and that can dictate their actions and what they choose to do. So it's important for us to keep an eye on it because their actions can have prophetic consequences for us as Christians and for the world. So here's where this line of logic follows from the Orthodox Jewish standpoint. So when Abraham made a covenant with God, he was promised that his offspring would be numerous as the stars. So Genesis 15:5, "And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now towards heaven and count the stars, if thou be able to count them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be." Now, technically, God's promise has long been fulfilled, as most estimates place the number of visible stars by the naked eye in the night sky at approximately 9,000. But the verse notes the blossoming of Abraham's offspring is a sign of God's covenant, a sign clearly making itself evident in the modern state of Israel today. So in the census results released just before Israel Independence Day a month ago, Israel's Center Bureau of Statistics announced that Israel's Jewish population is close to exceeding 6.5 million, which is far more than the nighttime stars. This figure is even more remarkable when considering that in 1947, the approximately 630,000 Jews living in the British Mandate represented less than 6% of the global Jewish population. Now, while the Jewish population in Israel has increased more than tenfold in 70 years, the global population of Jews outside of Israel has actually decreased from 10.5 million in 1945 to approximately 9 million today. Now, of course, those figures are very difficult to get because there are Jews who don't even know that they're Jews, so it's difficult to really gauge that. But Israeli Jews now represent over 43% of the global Jewish population, and that number is growing. So very soon the balance will shift, and the majority of the Jews in the world will be found inside the borders of Israel. Now, this statistic not only emphasizes the growing importance of Israel, but also denotes a major turning point in the messianic process. So Rabbi Hillel Weiss, the spokesman for the nascent Sanhedrin, explained the prophetic and practical implications of the demographic changes. So he told Breaking Israel News, quote, "In July, the Sanhedrin ruled that the conditions exist to establish that Israel is now the prophesied third inheritance of the land, the first being by Joshua, the second after the Babylonian exile," end quote. So the third inheritance refers to the prophesied return of the Jews from the exile that followed the destruction of the second temple by the Romans in 70 CE. So Jewish tradition holds that this return will usher in the building of the third temple, the return of the Davidic dynasty, and the Messianic era. Now, unlike the returns from the previous exiles, the third return is supposed to be final and complete. According to Jewish tradition, there's much debate among the Jews as to whether the modern state of Israel represents the fulfillment of this prophecy. The Sanhedrin's previous ruling was that we are currently in that third return, but the majority of Jews are not yet in Israel. When that eventually happens, it will mean a major shift in the observance of Jewish law. So Rabbi Weiss says, quote, "For this reason, the Sanhedrin initiated the biblically mandated commandment of counting the Jubilee. But when the situation changes and most of the Jews are in Israel, as the statistics seem to indicate will happen shortly, many more aspects of Judaism will change. Possibly the biggest change will be the redistribution of land and the return of Jewish tribal identity. When most of the Jews live in Israel, we will be required to divide the land into tribal territories," end quote. And he cited Ezekiel to illustrate that this is a necessary part of the prophesied redemption. And speaking of dividing the land of Israel, we're going to talk about what's going on with our president and a two-state solution plan. That we're going to talk about that in a moment. But this Ezekiel passage is Ezekiel 47:21-22, which says, "And it shall come to pass that ye shall divide it by lot for an inheritance unto you and to the strangers that sojourn among you." So this may seem an impossible task since most Jews have lost the tradition of identifying them as part of a specific tribe. Now, Rabbi Weiss explained that not only is this possible without divine help, but it'll be a legal requirement incumbent upon the rabbis to assign tribal territories as was done in the time of Joshua. We could actually look at a map real quick of what that looks like. So this is the 12 tribes of Israel from around 1200 to 1050 BC, according to the book of Joshua. So you can take a look at that. You can go through all these yourselves if you have to. Just pause the screen to view that. But that's what it was, and that's what is attempting to be reinstated. So what does that mean? Rabbi Weiss said, quote, "We are required to have 12 tribes. The land will be divided according to the biblical territories. Every Jew living in that territory will receive an inheritance and be considered as if he is from that tribe," end quote. Now, there are other prophecies having to do with the possible splitting of the land of Israel. And a lot of this comes from a possible two-state solution, a two-state Middle East peace plan. And there's some new developments on that. Before we get to that, though, I want to invite you to the Hear the Watchmen conference in 2019. The tickets are still available. And if you use the promo code Josh20, J-O-S-H-2-0, you can get some money off your tickets, $20 off of your tickets, which is a great deal. You want to check that out. You can click on the link in the description below, or just go to joshpeckdisclosure.com if you want to know some more information about the conference. hearthewatchmen.com, and check that out. The promo code is Josh20. Come out and see us. It's going to be a blast, very informative, and a lot of great fellowship that you can't get anywhere else. Also, I should mention in the description below is a link to the Last Days Warriors Summit. This is something where you sign up and you get, just from the comfort of your own home, you get videos, MP3 teachings, PDFs. These videos, you can't get them anywhere else. They're exclusive to just this, but it's all on conspiracy, and you get these video teachings from the top foremost experts in conspiracy today. So you want to check this out. You can't get it anywhere else. I contributed a video teaching on Leviathan, the source of all conspiracy. So that I would suggest is a good place to start. And that video you can't get anywhere else. There's other speakers on here where their videos have been censored. You have censored videos that YouTube does not want you to watch. So of course you should watch them. The great thing about this is that all of the materials together, if it was on retail, this would be well over $1,000, but you're getting it for less than a tenth of the cost, the actual value, the actual monetary value. So it's a great deal. You can't get it anywhere else. Click on the link in the description below and it'll take you right there. Or if you're not viewing this on YouTube, just go to joshpeckdisclosure.com and right on the homepage, you will find a link. Click there, sign up, and from the comfort of your own home, you don't have to travel anywhere, don't have to do anything. You'll have instant access to all these things. Now, some breaking news. Israeli news outlets apparently maybe know the content of Trump's Middle East peace plan. Now, I have said before, I am very critical of any kind of two-state solution. I do not believe the land of Israel. I don't believe Jerusalem should be divided up. I think it's been divided enough, and I think dividing it is only going to incentivize Israel's enemy to want to take more land because they've already taken so much. So a report on Israel's Channel 13 News revealed that U.S. President Donald Trump's deal of the century between Israel and the Palestinians will involve creating a Palestinian state on 85% to 90% of Judea and Samaria, as well as dividing Jerusalem to make a capital for each state. The Israeli news report purported to be based on a source who was present at a briefing by a senior American official about the plan in Washington. So we're still waiting for confirmation on this. We'll have to just wait and see. But if the details prove to be true, it would involve the annexation of large Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria and the creation of a Palestinian state on the remainder. I think this is a terrible idea, personally. Jerusalem would be divided between east and west, most of Arab neighborhoods becoming part of a Palestinian state. Smaller Jewish communities would not be evacuated under the plan, but would not be issued any building permits. So it is unclear whether the communities would remain part of Israel or would become part of what would be called Palestine. The plan would also give Israel sovereignty over the Holy Basin, the area of the Old City, the Temple Mount, the Mount of Olives, and the Western Wall, though the area would be jointly administered with the state of Palestine, Jordan, and possibly additional countries. The area will apparently be less than what then Prime Minister Ehud Olmert offered Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas in 2008, but more than double the area the Palestinians currently control. Olmert had offered putting the entire Old City of Jerusalem and the associated holy sites under international control, but Abbas rejected that deal. Now, following this report, White House Special Envoy Jason Greenblatt said the Israeli report is not accurate and added that speculation about the content of the plan is not helpful. Very few people on the planet know what's in it. So we have to take that into account, too. Now, American Ambassador to Israel David Friedman said the plan would not be released until after the Israeli elections on April 9th. So we have to wait a little bit to see what's going on, but it's good for us to keep an eye on this. So we don't technically know what's in this plan. And if it involves a two-state kind of solution like this and dividing up land, and I think that's a terrible idea, but something like that very well could easily usher in a building of the Third Temple and a lot of prophetic stuff, a lot of prophetic stuff that we talk about frequently on this channel. So I want to know what you think about all of this, about the division of Israel into 12 tribes as a prophecy. Do you think that that is beneficial? Do you think that's helpful? Do you think that is even a prophetic thing for us Christians, even if Jews happen to believe that? And also, what do you think if our president decides to put forth some type of agreement that would divide the land of Israel and create a state of Palestine? Do you think that's a good idea? I personally don't. I think it's terrible. I've been very, very vocal about that, very critical of any kind of solution that would involve something like that. But I would like to know what you think. Why or why not would this be a good deal? All right, everybody. Thank you so much. And listen. A while ago, again, I did ask what you think about a subscription-based service, about us providing that on Josh Peck Disclosure. Go back to the Leviathan oil rig, oil gas, Antichrist prophecies video. At the end of that video, I think it's like the second half of that video, I lay out all the details. I don't want to rehash them in every video. So go back, watch that, and then give me your opinion. Please don't give an opinion unless you actually know what we're talking about, because it's just not helpful. It's a waste of your time and it's a waste of mine. But I would like to know what you think about that. Email me, excuse me, at joshpeckdisclosure@gmail.com or leave a comment in the comment section below. All right, everybody, this has been a lot of fun. Make sure you subscribe, click the bell for notifications, and keep checking joshpeckdisclosure.com. All right, until next time, this has been Peck Report. I am Josh Peck. Love you all. Take care and God bless.